It was not just the ruling families that looked favorably on National Socialism and a fascist government. Prior to World War II, right-wing demagogues like Father Charles Coughlin and Gerald K. Smith, an ordained minister, drew thousands of supporters from Christian American workers into their America First and Union Party with their message of nationalism and fears of a Jewish conspiracy. Smith's planned religious theme park in the 1960s was never completed, but his Christ of the Ozarks draws tourists to Eureka Springs, Arkansas to this day. Prior to the war, no one paid serious attention to warnings against the spread of fascism, just as few people seem willing to consider the possibility of a fascist takeover of the USA today. A successful political movement requires money. Lots of it. There is no question that Hitler's rise to power rested heavily on the support of the major German banks, Schroeder's Cologne banking firm, the Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Kreditgesellschaft, and the huge insurance firm Allianz, all with many interconnecting ties to foreign banks and companies. There were also close ties to prominent U.S. banks. Haim described how, in 1936, the J. Henry Schroeder Bank of New York had entered into a partnership with the Rockefellers. Named Schroeder, Rockefeller & Company, investment bankers, the firm became what Time magazine called the economic booster of the Rome-Berlin Axis. Avery Rockefeller owned 42% of Schroeder, Haim reported. Their lawyers were John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles of Sullivan & Cromwell. Alan Dulles, later of the Office of Strategic Services, was on the board of Schroeder. One Deutsche Bank executive outlined a few of the bank's wartime loans, 150 million Reichsmarks to the aircraft industry, 22 million to Bavarian Motor Works, BMW, 10 million to Daimler-Benz, Mercedes, in 1943 alone. Similar amounts were loaned again in 1944. But all the tightest business connections came to naught, for by 1941, the international order had turned against Hitler. Germany's blitzkrieg had shocked the ruling elite, as first Poland, then the rest of Europe, came under Nazi control. Britain was helpless to stop Hitler, who was already making preparations for a preemptive attack on the Soviet Union. In short, Hitler was getting out of hand.